Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
It's our duty to bear witness, to tell others about the gift of salvation. Simply to tell them what you know, what Jesus has done in your life. I don't know how better to put it than that. That's all there is to it. That's why John says, hey, what we've seen and heard, declare we unto you. That's what we're telling you. He's not just the solution for your sin, but for the whole world. There is no exclusion, no exceptions. The Lord's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Then in verse number 3, he says, hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. So now he's established about that relationship, making sure it's right, and the importance of being able to express that to a lost and dying world around us, because it's not just for our benefit, but for that of the whole world. And now he's given us the assurance that we need to have in our walk with Christ. Why? Because we will be attacked with all kinds of doubts and questions, temptations, failures, thoughts, setting aside just the problems that we'll face beyond these doors. If we never had a problem from any other external influence whatsoever, and everything out there was perfect, each and every one of us inside this building this morning would still struggle with our greatest battles right up here. And here's the assurance that we need each day to be reminded that we have that fellowship with the Father. Hereby, we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. This is the effect of that salvation. This is the expression of having the Holy Spirit reside within you. There are fruits in your life. These are not things that are done in order to be saved. These are things that happen because you have been saved. And so here he says, we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. How many of us, how many times during the week, even stop to examine if that's the state of our life in this day and in this moment, that are we keeping his commandments? How many of us have that assurance that we know him and that there's evidence of it because we're faithful to him? He's already established we all slip up and we all fail, we all fall. But there ought to be a progression and a desire in the life of the believer to get to know the Father more. It should be a natural occurrence that's placed there after the Holy Spirit resides in us, that there ought to be that earnest desire to grow in the Lord. Even though at times our sin nature may overtake it, and we may be overpowered by the lusts of the flesh, and we may try to forget about the importance of our relationship with God, it should still be there and still be evident in that small voice that you hear at the end of the day, the regrets you have about not reading the Bible, the regrets you have about not spending more time in prayer, the desire you keep putting off to pursue God in a greater fashion. Well, we ought to be walking under the influence of that voice and not under the desires of the old man. In verse 4, it says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. I love this thought, that the love of God can be perfected through us. That's what John says here. Whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. It's demonstrated at the best. Its purpose is being fulfilled. Hereby know we that we are in him. In verse number 6, it says, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. There's no double standards. It's very simple. If you claim to know the Savior, you ought to walk with the Savior. It ought to be so. I love that under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I love that word here was used, ought. Not will, but ought. Why? Because we still have a free will and we still have a choice. If you say that you abide in him, well, you ought to walk as he walked. You don't just get to claim these things and not put your money where your mouth is, so to speak. Well, maybe even not so to speak. Some of y'all may not get that, but not so to speak. You ought to put your money where your mouth is. You praising the Lord? Well, old preacher once said sometimes, show me someone's pocketbook and I'll show you their heart. All right, well, there's no double standard. It's very simple. If you make the claim, we ought to back it up through the example of our life. Why? Because Christ set that example first. He did it for us. Let's move on. Verse number 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Paul often in his writings, he would talk about how he said something before, but he's going to say it again. And literally that it wasn't tiresome for him to repeat it. It was good for him to say it again and again. And here we have that same principle that John's saying that there's not a new commandment I'm writing to you. It's a thing you've heard from the beginning. But literally, it's not tiresome for him to repeat. He wants to make sure that we get this, the importance of it. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. And it's that way for every generation. As each generation discovers the same Christ that the one before it knew. The same God. The God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. He's the God for you and I today. And those that follow after us, if the Lord doesn't come, and the new generations, God uses them as a light into this dark world, they'd be serving the same God that you and I serve today, which is why it's so important for us to make sure that they understand he's real and he's important. And our walk with him is the focus of our life as a believer. Making sure to care for and to guard that perfect relationship that's been established through Jesus Christ, the Son. We'll stop there for this morning. This evening during Bible study, we'll pick it back up. We'll pick it up in verse number 8 when he says, a new commandment I write unto you. We'll look at that. And I hope that you grasp the importance of what it is, this love of the Father. He's establishing our relationship here. And in the very next chapter, he opens it up with, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. So first establishing that relationship that we have with the Father. And then this evening, we're going to examine just the depth and the details of that relationship. Why is this so important? Why does this matter? Well, if we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in the darkness, we lie. And do not the truth. I encourage you this morning, especially as we be celebrating something as great and as wonderful as the freedoms that we have from a nation that was founded on godly principles, that we make sure that we are enjoying that sweet fellowship with the one who allowed all of this to happen, and that we don't take for granted that we simply have that gift of salvation and everything else is magically covered and we're free to do as we want. No, because you've experienced the love of Christ and being birthed into his family, you ought to have the desire to walk with him. To walk with him. Why? Well, because if we say it, we ought to walk it. We ought to walk it. Our Father, we thank you so much for the morning. I thank you for your word, Lord, the beautiful truths that it holds. Lord, I thank you so much for Book of 1 John, for the way that it helps to enlighten us in our relationship with you, and the importance of really examining our walk and ensuring that our actions line up with our words, Lord. All this is done that might be pleasing and acceptable unto you. We thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. We just pray that you would bless the upcoming worship hour. Be with us in a special way. We love you and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. We'll prepare for morning worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.